How are you feeling?
Oh, great. Feeling good. This weekend was just, I had to just stay off of it, and I think I'm feeling pretty well right now. So hopefully practices go well, and probably going to take it a little easy on some cuts and everything, but I think I should be okay by this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Was it just a sprain?
A very mild one. I mean, it just, I think it was more of me getting scared or something because it popped on me, but I mean, it hurt while it happened, but it's getting better every day, so.
So, I would take it then that you've been cleared medically then as well.
Yeah, it's whatever I can do, so we're definitely going to see this week, so.
Better being smart with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a, you know, Pete Coach was kind of asking, bristled the question a bit, why you were in the game so late. You know, it was
I think that was like our last, last job.
That was your last series.
It was just the coaches wanted us in, so we played. Yeah, just whatever, bad luck. And
now did you grow up in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Born
and raised. You know about Ferentz's early years when Kevin Casper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing you're a lot of wide receivers in Clement Olmsted, not the depth chart, the record books.
Okay.
What do you think about that? I mean, because everybody thinks of Ferentz Island. They think running.
Yeah. Now it's starting to get changed, and you see, like Marvin especially, like Marvin and DJ went up in the records here, and I think a lot of that has to do with Soup, mm-hmm. and then I think Soup changed a lot here, mm-hmm. and it definitely showed he taught us a new way. I mean, not saying that parents like they had some great receivers in the past. I'm just saying he brought us a new kind of feel to it, and I think now I think you're starting to see a lot more. You know, if we can throw it, we have the tools to throw it, so why not? And I think definitely when we have Cavante and young guys that are really stepping it up, and I think people are just learning a lot faster than what we've done in past years, and. I think that's it, just coming out and competing, and I think coaches really has a lot of trust in us. So.
Do you think when Marvin gets drafted, I was saying it for a minute, that's stupid. when Marvin gets drafted, do you think that, a high draft pick will kind of set things up a little more for wide receiver in the future?
Definitely. I think it's going to put more, recruits wanting to come to Iowa and wanting to, when you see a big receiver like that and you see, other guys Cavante and a lot of people stepping up, I think you just, it gives you the, when Soup came with the resume that he had, I mean, that made me want to come and made me want to, learn from that guy. And then when you have somebody like Soup, I mean, you definitely, people want to learn from him and want to become the best receiver they can. And then when you see that and see somebody become successful from it, I think that definitely just boosts the stock that we'll get from receivers.
Now he recruited you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, when he got here, I think.
Well, it was I was recruiting me before. I got offered before he came, but then when he came, he told me right away I was going to recruit you wherever it was, and and he definitely was one of the biggest reasons why I finally made the decision. It's because he told me exactly how I was going to be, and he hasn't lied to me once. I mean, that guy. Everything he's told me since I was in high school now, it's happened.